This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Last year, I spent more money on spilled liquor in bars from one side of this world to the other than you made.
It's time for Dirt and Sprague.
You're talking to the Rolex wearing, diamond ring wearing, gift stealing. Woo!
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
Wheeling, dealing, limousine wreck, jet flying, son of a gun.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
And I'm having a hard time holding these alligators down.
The Fan.
All right, welcome back in the second hour of Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan, the Odyssey app. 99.5 HD2. And of course, YouTube. YouTube.com/1080AM The Fan. PK Subban got my blood boiling a little bit.
He did. He got you going earlier today.
I, you know, we had somebody tweet, like, acknowledging. I'm not going to talk about LeBron off the court. That's not my point is just,
I mean,
athletes
we should be able
what
to,
they
yeah,
do.
I mean, unless it's something that is illegal or you're O.J. Simpson,
sure.
Like, shouldn't we be able to separate the two? Like, I went through that with the hockey stuff, man. I said this in the middle of the summer. There were pockets of this country that rooted against Team USA men's basketball winning the gold medal. And it's just a really weird thing for me. Like, this is your country.
Because they want to laugh at guys like
LeBron. Who cares what
your
political stance is? Like, can you not separate the two things in your head? And there was a lot of people that went the other way with the hockey stuff. Now that Trump's involved, I'm going to root for Canada. Like, why? Dude, what are we doing? Can we not compartmentalize those two things? Root for our country's teams to win games.
What would the world be like if the internet didn't exist for like 2 weeks?
It would be a peaceful beacon of hope is what it would be.
There was I follow a history Instagram page.
Yeah.
And I saw yesterday and it was just a video from like 1987 or 6 or something. And it looks like it's maybe Miami based. And it's just a video, and the caption says, "What do you notice?" And I'm watching this video, and I'm noticing, I think what every comment ended up saying is, "Man, the Coke seems great, and man, look how happy people are."
It's back when the drugs were good, and people didn't have cell phones, man.
Yeah, they were just out. They're playing beach volleyball. Yeah, and
not glued to their online computers.
No, and making themselves angry every day, worried about things that don't bother them. We have a lot to get to in the second hour of the program. Would Dirt do this?
Ooh.
And I ask you this, no matter what your job is, if I asked you or told you that you have to do this
at your job,
would you abide or would you really take a stance and say, no,
this is too far?
That's the line in the sand, buddy.
Talking about going to the office or like, I know people are like pissed that everybody's having to go back to work and not do it remotely.
But... yeah, get your ass back in the office, man.
But we start the second hour rough. Rough little night for Jeremy Grant and Anthony Simons.
I would like to thank both of them and LeBron James for helping the cause. Because when I saw Luka Doncic wasn't playing, I thought, damn it, they're going to win this game, aren't they? They're going to win this game.
Well, they got off to a bad start.
They got off to a horrendous start, and then they had a nice little run there for a bit at the end of the third to try and give them a little bit of hope. Thank God they lost that game. That was a winnable game for your Portland Trail Blazers, but when your two guys making a combined $60 million, what's the combined salary of Ant and Jeremy Grant? Somewhere in that ballpark?
Probably, yeah.
Go 4-for-25 from the field for 11 points. That's going to help the cause, so I'd like to thank both of them for their effort in the tank last night.
I know Scoot had his shooting woes for sure. better. I think he started like 0 for 4, yes. 0 for 5.
It was really ugly early.
But as one Danny Meringue once said on both the podcast that I used to do with him, and he says on the airways, I'm not criticizing a rookie, or a second-year guy even. He's still on a rookie contract. Your two big money guys were just god-awful yesterday.
And Jeremy Grant somehow going 1 of 12 from the floor for 3 points last night was allowed to play 30 minutes. But Shaedon Sharpe doesn't play defense for a couple of shifts, so we're going to sit his ass on the bench.
Klingon, he played 17 minutes.
I mean, Klingon had a couple of nice blocks early in the game.
I thought he had some nice blocks kind of in the second half,
good
too.
Moments. He only got 17 minutes, so, you know, let's keep him under 20. Got to make sure those minutes stay under wraps.
Shaedon only playing 21 is baffling to me. There's not a human that exists that can explain why that's a thing.
Yeah, it's because Jeremy Grant's scary. Back, and we have to play him 30 minutes a night.
Mm.
That's why, Bob.
Denny was good.
Denny was great last night.
I thought Tumani was really good.
Tumani had an awesome night. They've been awesome all year long.
Yeah.
Also, Robert...
They're also a part of the future, so that's okay.
Robert Williams, on the nights that he plays, it seems those are the nights, like, that's where Shaden's minutes are coming from. Because Klingon's going to get 15 to 20 regardless. But, like, Shaedon, he's maybe going to get closer to 30, even though it's off the bench. But Robert Williams hasn't played in a lot of those, too.
Yeah,
so.
Very true. The minutes thing will continue to be a frustration for me.
Scoot got 30, though.
Scoot ended up with 30, so I'm cool with that. Chauncey actually sat Anfernee Simons down.
He needed to.
For a couple of pockets of that game, which was great.
He should have done that to Jeremy. No offense.
Why those guys are allowed to just keep playing and why Jeremy played 30 minutes. Like, you were non-existent. You weren't doing anything.
He was terrible.
He couldn't make a shot to save his life. Like, this is the biggest frustration that I have. Like, if you want to tell me there's a standard that you want to these players to live up to in order to get their minutes. This is the whole thing right now with Shaedon Sharpe. He's not showing enough effort. He's not showing enough intensity on the defensive end of the floor. Let's try and get through to him and send him a message, and we're only going to play him 21 minutes in a loss when this is a pivotal year for his development. That's fine, but you cannot pick and choose the guys you want to hold to that standard. That's the frustration that I have. Anfernee Simons has barely played a lick of defense his entire career in Portland. And when he has bad nights, now last night was different, he usually is not punished in any way, shape, or form. Why? Because he's got a big contract. He's an established player in the league. And that's what bothers me.
Shot. I mean, that's
sure, he can. So can Shaedon Sharpe, man. I mean, he can, too, if you give him the opportunity and the minutes. And he's also a part of your long, I would hope, part of your long-term plan. Jeremy Grant getting 30 minutes on a night like that is inexcusable.
Jeremy's not had a good year. I was a little bummed.
He's been terrible this year.
He has, which is why that contract's not very movable. I was bummed, though, because I had seen over the weekend that Jeremy Grant, in his All-Star break, he did something that Damian Lillard did not do even one time, nor attempt to do, which it's probably the biggest, like, what's wrong with you, is what I would say to Dame. Jeremy Grant spent his time at the Oregon coast.
Where did he go? What town did he go to?
It looked like Cannon.
Cannon Beach?
Yeah.
I think Cannon Beach is wonderful.
I was like, hey, look at that guy. He's going to the Oregon coast.
Yeah. Did he pop into Pelican? Did he go into Pelican?
I would hope
so. Grab a couple IPAs?
Maybe not.
He fits right into the Oregon coast.
Maybe he looked like he was born at the beach. I don't know.
I think he was born at the beach.
But no, I was bummed he had a bad game because of that social media post that he had. But he is just, I don't know what happened. He's kind of just fallen off a cliff this year. I don't know if there's something we don't know about. But last night was 1 of 12, 3 points. He fouled out of the game. I mean, he fouled at the very end. He had 5 fouls. He made a foul when the game was over. There's 5 seconds left. Yeah. They're down 6.
Yeah.
So just not a very good game for him. And Scoot, again, didn't shoot the ball very well. He finished with 12-7. Denny is what kept them even hovering close to the Lakers. And in the second half, Tumani was really good. He finished with 19-7.
It felt like he scored like 20 straight points at one point in the second half of that game.
He's fun, man. I'm glad. Of all the things that we question or wonder, I'm just glad that Tumani Kamara is a Portland Trailblazer. That's been fantastic.
It's easily been the biggest win for Joe Cronin, I think, in the acquisitions that he's made.
Yeah, because even Denny, as good as Denny has been,
there was a lot you gave up to go get him.
You gave up a lot for him, and I still will remain. There are people that are very smart covering that sport. That despite what his numbers are, we'll say, yeah, you overpaid.
It's 2 first-round picks, basically, to go get him.
And that's fine. You can agree or disagree with that take, but I would agree with you. I do think Tumani, so far, of all of the stuff,
easily
has
the biggest
easily
win.
Been the best thing that they've gotten out of this.
And as that is easily the biggest W for Joe Cronin in his time, the Jeremy Grant situation is the biggest L. Not the original plan to go get him. It was a fit that made sense. It was a wing to put alongside Dame. He was playing at a high level. It was one knowing the situation that you were in with Dame, just rolling, like just giving him the contract. And
sure.
The counter argument to that is you can't lose him for nothing. He was a free agent, and what, you going to just let him walk?
Like, was he going to say no to a 4-year, though?
And he's not going to, yeah, I don't know. You had to give him a 5-year deal. And then any opportunities that you've had over the last, I don't know, 18 months to move him, and if you turn down any offers to trade him, that is going to end up being a massive problem for you, because that contract is an albatross around your neck right now. And I don't know if that situation is going to change. He is 30 years old. He looks like he's on the wrong side of 30 at this point.
It doesn't look like it's aging.
His points per game are the lowest they've been since his year in Denver, which was like 6 years ago. Mm. It's the first time he's below 40% from the field since 2017, his last year in Philadelphia.
I have a hard time criticizing him. He seems like such a nice person.
When he fits into the culture, to your point about Cannon Beach, like he's always like, hey, where's Jeremy Grant at? He's at a coffee shop on Hawthorne. Like, he fits into
he
Portland.
He supports our local business.
He absolutely does.
What? You're wrong.
You're bro. Jeremy
Keep
Grant
him here
now.
All 5 years. He supports local business. He supports the tourism industry. Jeremy Grant is great for Oregon.
I mean, it's going
to
become a problem.
To watch him play like this.
Like, this
it's
needs
tough.
To be, and especially, and this is my problem. Like, it's one thing if Jeremy Grant's playing at a high level and having a great year, and you're like, wait, you're going to sit him? You're going to take him out of the starting lineup?
You can't have a 5-year, 160 guy just not playing either. That makes you look...
This is my problem, though, is that you have a guy in Shaedon Sharpe who continues to be in the doghouse. They're clearly still not getting... He played 21 minutes last night in a loss in a game in which he trailed for the majority of the game. Mm-hmm. And Jeremy Grant, an aging vet at the age of 30, who was having one of the worst years of his pro career, is taking up the majority of those minutes, and he's back on the bench because Jeremy Grant's back in the lineup.
I know we've talked about the whole ping pong ball thing. I'm bothered watching how many Laker fans just infest the Moda Center.
L.A., Boston, Golden State, probably the three that do it the most.
Yeah, all you local, not local basketball fans, screw you.
You think it's Lakers, Celtics, Warriors that
would be my power ranking trio
the most when the team's in town?
I think the Warriors, because there's a lot of people who have moved up here from the Bay Area. That's a part of it,
right?
I think the Lakers
Curry is he's in the LeBron realm of popularity and he's transcendent.
The Lakers primarily because there are some people who grew up in a city with a basketball team who decide to be a front runner. If you're in our generation and you wanted to root for the team that beat your hometown team,
also there you may be there. Parents were Laker fans because of Showtime.
No, they weren't.
Swagley's a Laker fan.
This was an interesting stat I think I saw about 3 weeks
ago. He's also
a
Cowboy fan and a Dodger fan. He is the biggest front-running fan in the history of the station.
Now a Charger fan?
Okay. Now a Charger fan.
The NBA 2K video game series, they did a study on where the players start their My Career team the most by state. And, of course, you know, the Portland Trailblazers win in Oregon. And then there's some local affiliations. But
the Lakers
more often
are all
than
over.
Not, the Lakers, win almost every state, and I'm talking they win Texas.
Because
Alaska.
People are front runners. This is why people are Yankee fans, man. They're front runners.
No, well, they're bandwagon jumpers.
Yes.
So all these local fans that jump on the damn bandwagon, stop!
I had a guy I went to high school with. He's still a Laker fan. His dad has seats like 2 rows behind the Blazer bench. Uh-huh. I see him once in a while. I haven't seen him really since high school. He was a Laker fan. And I'm like,
what?
Why are you a Laker fan? Kobe, man.
Really?
No, you're a Kobe fan,
like, dude,
you jerk.
Those are the worst kind of fans. You grew up at... That's the
and
only...
then they wear the Laker jersey at high school after the Lakers beat the
win
Blazers
the game.
In the playoffs.
Like,
and you're
going to rep L.A.? Yeah. You're from Portland. You grew up in Portland.
Yeah, you are an idiot.
Like, this was before the Timbers when we were in school. This is all we got, man. Yeah. We got one team. You want to be a random front-running NFL fan? Do it. Like, we don't have an NFL team here. Baseball, whatever. Go be a Dodger fan or a Yankee fan. It doesn't matter to me. We don't have a team. We have an NBA team.
I used to like
in
Sonics,
our city.
Though.
You did. You were weird.
Gary Payton, man.
Yeah.
He was great. Him and Sean Kemp.
You weren't even a Beaver fan at the time. It would make sense, at least, for Beaver fans at the time of, like, I'm going to rep our guy in the NBA.
I weirdly liked that rivalry, and I didn't really hate the Blazers. It was a very odd position I was aligning myself
with. We were all confused children, but I would hope in adulthood that we would grow out of that. And for some people, that's just not the case.
You had a dad. I didn't. I didn't know what to do. Nobody was there to guide me.
Turn on a Blazer game. That's what you do.
Figure it out, man. I like that guy. I like that guy.
Dude, I had a buddy who I grew up with who had family ties to Chicago. Mm-hmm. And of course, when you grow up in the 90s, where are you going to grab? And I used to kill him all the time. Like,
why?
Really? You're a Bulls fan? They beat the Blazers in the NBA Finals.
Come on.
You're born and raised in Portland. This is the
Jordan.
Only team that we have, man.
Blazers fall to the Lakers last night. LeBron goes for 40. Austin Reeves, man.
Good night. He didn't get tossed. Didn't say any F-bombs. He stayed in the game last night.
32-7.
Yeah.
Didn't even shoot efficiently. If you look at the stats, by the way, I'll go on this. You look at the stats, I don't know how the Blazers didn't win. The Lakers got dominated on the bench. They committed more turnovers. They shot worse from the field.
They did.
It's LeBron and Austin Reeves single-handedly wrecked the Blazers last night. We have a lot to get to. Brooke Olsendam will join us speaking of the Blazers at 8 a.m. today for the Daily Ticker. Dirt and Sprague back with more on The Fan.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Just got a text from our guest. Do you think she's canceling? She was up pretty late.
She was up late. I also tagged her in the tweet at 7:30 because I don't know if she was coming on at 8. She quote tweeted and said, must love these guy.
I told you 8.
Nah, you didn't. No, I don't think you did. I don't think you did. I don't think you did. I didn't hear it. Didn't happen.
She said, are you calling me? Thank you.
At 7:23, Brooke, go back to bed. You got 40 minutes, all right? Come on. You're all right, Brooke.
I think her lifestyle doesn't
allow
her to go back to bed.
Hit the snooze button and get a little more shut-eye. We'll talk to you in a little bit.
I mean, I have to go to bed at a certain time, but I saw her in the post-game, and I'm like, man, she gets home late.
She does get home late.
And you're wired from those games.
You are.
It's late.
Takes you a while to go to bed after being at a game.
Still need to put a poll question up. Are Nick Krupke and Brooke Olsendam the most liked media members in our market? I don't even think that's sports media. I think in general.
Just in general media members?
Who's got the highest favorability of the media?
Ooh, we need a polling. We need a call around all the sports fans all over the city.
Because everybody on the station, I've seen complaints.
Yeah, oh yeah.
We're all hated and we're all loved in different ways.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't. Nobody in our building belongs in this category.
Definitely.
Not anywhere close.
No. Yeah, I'd be interested. I think that they are. That's my take.
That's your power couple of lovable sports media figures in this area.
I think it's a good thing for them, too, when you say, like, hey, most likable, where'd they go to college? Well, we went to Washington State.
The Cougs, man. They're also as good at people. Every time you bump into them, they're as good as people as they are, like, in interviews and on the camera as they are off the camera. And that's what we love about them.
That's an important part, for sure. I don't know if you knew this, but there is still time. Still, time to enter into the national contest.
What?
Of the Vegas Slam Dunk in Vegas contest.
Yeah! Here we go!
Our boss sent us a new read.
I got a new read.
His email's not popping up on my inbox. And
pull up the new read, man.
I don't have it, so it's like, hey.
Oh, geez.
Tick, 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 tick. There's still time, but it's running out. It's running out
I think
soon.
I probably put my foot in my mouth.
The National Slam Dunk in Vegas contest. It's easy to enter. Download the Odyssey app, listen for at least an hour. That gets you an entry. You can listen for every other hour after, and it gets you another entry. The winner gets a 5-night hotel stay at Circa Resort and Casino.
Woo!
You and 4 of your friends will each get $5,000 for that experience. The ultimate viewing experience contest ends on Sunday. So keep listening each day for at least an hour. Go to 1080thefan.com for more details.
Yeah, buddy.
I think I executed that perfectly.
I think you nailed it. That's why they pay you the big bucks.
You're a pretty big pro-company guy, though internally you hate it. And so there was a sports announcement. We get to Wembanyama announcement, too. That happened yesterday after the show.
He's done for the year.
Brutal.
What the hell? Look at how tank us, aren't they?
Well, they
here come the Spurs. No, 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 Spurs.
The Suns.
Okay.
D
De'Aaron Fox.
Are the Suns going to out-tank us? Uh-oh, look out.
Suns thing is ugly.
You, I think, hate doing certain things, but you largely, you keep your petty and your anger boxed. I'm the only one who knows about it. And I think there's something that if our company made you do, you would refuse to me that you would do it.
And then I'd do it.
You'd come in and I'd go, oh, you did it.
I'd come in and be like, this is it. This is the final straw. I quit.
And once upon a time, that was the New York Yankees telling you, you're not allowed to have facial hair.
Ah.
They have now reversed that stance.
They have reversed their stance.
You can be a well-groomed man.
No way.
So,
with a beard.
Here's the thing. Are you saying, like, if we had a company policy of not having facial hair, if that would be my final straw?
If our bosses said, hey, Odyssey's not really in on beards on YouTube.
We're on YouTube now. People can see us.
You cannot have facial hair. I'd sit there and say, great, now we're all follically challenged on our faces.
And we all fit in.
Pops. But I think Dirt would do it. I don't think he'd fight back.
No, because I would do it because, at least in the past, you were still allowed as a Yankee to have a mustache. So I could still have a mustache.
No, they're telling you no facial hair.
But that wasn't the Yankee policy. Now you're making up rules
on
me here.
I'm making the Odyssey
policy. See, and yeah, that's, I'm quitting. I'm out.
No way.
I'm out. I'm quit.
Not
I'm going to go
chance.
Find a different job as a beard grower.
Schultze, does he quit or does he shave everything?
He'll shave his yep. head bald.
He'd shave his head.
I mean, I probably should shave my head bald. You know,
his
I probably pew. Should do
I'd come in and look like a swimmer. I'd be like, let's go, baby.
Shave every piece
every
of hair off of your
hair.
Body.
Like, you want to inspect? There ain't nothing there, baby.
You've got to go through hair inspections now when we're getting to work. All right, drop trow.
Now,
see what you got underneath there. Mr. Pube.
I think the right take would actually be... Today, if you were to give a take, be a take guy.
This is one of the dumbest things that's ever existed in sports.
The right take would be zag, because everybody's going to zig and say, it's about time, you just, everybody else allows it. The right take would say...
Well, why are mustaches allowed but beards aren't allowed?
They have the right policy.
That's the right policy.
That would be the good take today, because you'd be different than most
then
people.
And you would stand out. Everybody else could have the same take, because it's the correct take.
But it was always a stupid stance.
I mean, you literally could have a mustache. But you couldn't have a beard.
A mustache is more distinguished.
Yeah, that's,
is it?
I think so.
Okay.
That's literally like my dad was a
police well-groomed officer beard is not distinguished.
No, distinguished.
Like I'm not talking like
only a mustache.
They, gentlemanly,
yeah.
mustache.
But there's a limit on how far can it dangle down past my lip?
It can't dangle much.
No dangles
no,
allowed.
No dangle.
I thought they let Gossage have his pretty long.
They had like Fu Manchu's back in the day.
His
so that's
twisted. Right?
No,
you're
was,
thinking
Raleigh Fingers.
You're thinking Raleigh Fingers.
Yeah.
Gossage is hung down, huh?
I think his hung
it
down.
It was a hanger, baby.
So you're telling me that that's distinguished? A
yes.
Hang down? A Fu Manchu is distinguished, but a well-groomed beard isn't distinguished?
Now,
what is it, 1914? We're going to allow only whites again? What are we doing here?
The Chu also includes the neck or the chin hair, right? Don't you need that to make it the...
No, Fu Manchu is just down
just
the
down.
Sides. It's the handlebar mustache, essentially.
Gotcha.
So that's all you need there.
I always thought there was a little, like, longer chin hair there.
Well, I think the Fu Manchu's a little thinner. Like the
yeah, Goose Gossage had it all the way down the sides.
The Fu Manchu is a wispy hang-down beard.
Well, and didn't Goose do that in...
Wispy.
I'm pretty sure Goose did that down... to his chin in protest of the Yankees policy.
Yeah, I guess Fu Manchu is a little more Asian, a little more, you know.
Wispy.
Yeah.
I just gave you the word and you laughed at it. I'm Japanese. I
thought we've claimed the Fu Manchu. I thought we claimed it from them. I thought we took that
what?
Over after World War II. I thought we won the Fu Manchu out of that war.
You
I
would
thought
have
that
changed
was ours.
The name if you claimed it. You didn't. You got lazy. It's a bad, look, it's a weird policy and now they suddenly don't care.
Just out of nowhere. But they're saying it has to be well-groomed.
Now,
so Charlie Blackman can't go out there with a beard down to
up.
His nipples. That's
yeah,
you know,
it
limitation. Who's they're going to be like a guy with a ruler? Like you said back in the day when women would wear like you know bathing suits to a beach or something, they'd like have a ruler out. This has you have to cover this much space, or you're showing too much skin. Are we going to have that in the Yankee clubhouse with
well,
your beards?
Like, is Harden's considered groomed?
I don't think so.
I think it is though.
I mean, I would agree with you, but by Yankee policy, I don't know if they would consider that groomed.
If I was Stephen A. Smith today, I would come in and be like, George Steinbrenner's rolling in his grave.
That would have to be the take.
Really? That's the take today?
Yeah.
George is not happy with this.
George is not happy.
Can't go with it. George, it doesn't
Hal's
matter.
Ruining the organization.
This is spicy chicken.
Hal's burning it to the ground.
Yeah.
Is that what you're telling me?
Well, I think I'd be more concerned about the Yankees crying poor and about the Dodgers spending money.
That's been a funny development.
The Yankees for the past 50 years.
It's not fair, man. The Mets are now the rich team in New York.
Oh, we're the poor man. Like, what are you talking about?
Until they sign Vladdy Jr. next offseason.
How many other people would also shave all of their facial hair if their company told them to?
I mean, I definitely would. If you told me to keep my job, I'd have to shave all my facial hair. I would do it in a heartbeat.
I don't mean this in a mean way. Yeah. It would trip me out to see you.
You mean
no
come in cleanly shaved one day? Baby's butt?
When was the last time you did that?
It's been a long time.
If you did it and said nothing to me.
Yeah, just showed up one day.
I don't know if I'd notice it till it started the actual show. I just look at you and fill in a beard in my brain, and then we talk, and I'd be like, wait a minute,
what?
And something's off here.
I mean, I'm on TV on Sunday, so I got to clean it up a little bit. I always tighten it up, you know. Don't want it to be too bushy, but yeah. I don't shave the whole thing off.
I shave mine every day out of respect for this company. I mean, what do you want? I'm a total company guy.
Shout out to Hal Steinbrenner. He's our new CEO, and we're just trying to live up to his standards.
Why did they do this? Did somebody grow something?
No, I just think they got tired of answering about it, and he said they've had internal conversations for many years about overturning this policy, and
it's just one of those rules that's probably one of the most antiquated in not just baseball, but all of sports, and yes. I think they're just moving into, and like, that's why I think Stephen A. Bitchin about this, if he did, would be stupid. We're moving in.
Give him time.
It's ridiculous. We're moving into 2025. We're catching up with everybody.
Gotta give a take.
Stand out. Go against the grain today, Schultzy.
Be corn pop.
I mean, if I
need corn pop right now.
If I were getting $20 million, I'd say whatever you wanted me to say, too.
That's the equivalent to shaving your facial hair.
That is.
That's the same.
Okay, do whatever it takes.
Brooke Olsendam coming up at 8, although I got a text. She just texted me again, so like, I think she's very confused.
She's confused. Did she wake up too early?
I hope I didn't. Yep, yoo-hoo, you're literally killing me. Yeah,
way to go,
damn
dude.
It, man.
What the hell's the matter with you over there?
We actually might make her unlikable. We might drive her to rage.
I think we could.
And suddenly she hates somebody. It's finally us.
Should we just call her now? We're going to call her now? We got to wait till 8?
I don't know.
Let her have a couple more sips of her coffee.
Yeah,
we'll call her at 8.
I'll text her on the break.
Tell her to hit the snooze. Go back to bed. You're okay, Brooke.
Wembanyama's hurt. Texas and USC both jumping on the bandwagon of something.
I did see this.
No problematic. We'll see how people feel about that. It is a lot more to get into in the final 90 minutes. Turns break back with more. But first, Schultzy with the sports update.
All right, welcome back in. Hopefully we smooth things over with Brooke Olsendam joining us top of the hour.
You are just a pain in my ass.
You really screwed this one up, man. Really screwed this one up. She's going to come in all hot and spicy.
She says we owe her a bagel.
We owe her a bagel?
Okay.
I'll buy her a bagel. What's her Venmo? I'll Venmo you, Brooke. Figure this out.
No, send
you look
her
up
a bagel.
Her name. That's how Venmo works, you idiot.
She could have a different Venmo. My Venmo's not my name.
Venmo's weird.
Not my name.
I swear it is. I've Venmo'd you.
It is not my name. Andy Johnson is not my Venmo.
Look up phone numbers. That's usually the way to do it.
I don't have Brooke Olsendam's phone number.
I
don't have her phone number.
No, you're just ruining my relationship here. Because you can't get your time straight.
I've never met this woman. She's a great Portland media member. You're making me call her and talk to her for the first time ever.
Make sure to give her a big apology when you call her, Schultzy,
thanks,
all right?
Guys.
Make up for this one. Make up for this one. Victor Wembanyama's done for the rest of the year. That happened yesterday.
This came out right after the show. This was a bummer, man.
Deep vein thrombosis is the diagnosis. It's basically a blood clot. And a couple other guys in the league have dealt with this in years past. Brandon Ingram was a name that I saw pop up who had dealt with it. He said he was feeling sluggish at All-Star Weekend, went through it, still felt sluggish coming back from All-Star Weekend. So they went in for a deeper look. And as one of our listeners pointed out, where all of our minds go, how pissed are you right now if you have a Wemby Defensive Player of the Year ticket? Yeah, that's a tough beat right there.
You're lighting that one on fire.
He was at minus 2,500 to win.
I mean, he was going to win the award. It wasn't even close. Now he's done for the rest of the year. And so, see you later to that ticket. And welcome to the Tankathon, the San Antonio Spurs.
Hey.
Welcome to the club. I know they won last night, but they're going to shut this thing down for the rest of the year.
We'll see.
But Wemby done, and the new face of the NBA, who has been crowned the face of the NBA, no longer the face of the NBA for the rest of the year.
Really? He was the face of the NBA?
He's the face of the NBA now, man.
By the way, who was second in the odds before that injury was announced?
Ooh.
Because I have him up right here.
I mean, just by default, I'm going to give you like Rudy Gobert because he seemingly wins it every year.
That's not a bad guess. This is the difference in the odds. Wemby was a minus, as Schultzy says, 3,300.
Okay.
The next person was a plus 3,000.
It's a bit of a gap.
Jaren Jackson Jr. Come on,
Jaren Jackson. You're winning. Are we going to remember this DPOY as one of the most faulty DPOYs of all time?
I don't think we ever care about DPOY.
We only do if Rudy Gobert wins. That's the only thing we ever debate. Like,
so we
really
can be pissed
and then
off.
He gets cooked on skates in the playoffs, and we're like, that guy's the best defensive player in the league.
I'll be curious to see where the Spurs go. I said yesterday off the air when we saw this, I'm like, well, the Spurs are probably back in this tank, but. You know, Vassell, and they've got Fox now, and they beat the Suns. Maybe they won't be losing the way that we think the Blazers might.
They're one game ahead. Well, technically, we have more games in hand. Yeah, they have
two games.
They have 24 wins. We have 23. We have 33 losses. They have 29. So we got some games in hand against them.
Yeah, so I don't know how much far down they're going to drop. But I also think the Warriors, who I think are the 10 seed right now.
They are.
They're going to keep winning.
Yep.
So, the Spurs making the play-in, maybe. Maybe they can catch the Kings, but it doesn't feel great. And look, the good news is that this is more Brandon Ingram blood clot.
Yeah, it doesn't seem very serious.
Than it is like a Chris Bosh career-threatening one. Still terrifying. You don't like to read it, and I was really bummed by this. They found out that he had this because, I guess, during All-Star period... the All-Star break, he had no energy.
Yeah.
He was low energy, and they said sometimes this can be created in multiple ways. One of them is dehydration.
Mm.
And I'm just stunned if I ever hear an athlete having dehydration.
Not drinking enough water.
I just figured the stats are so low.
How much water does it take to fill up a 7'7" guy?
A lot.
So he's not dehydrated. How many gallons is that guy drinking? He's like a giraffe, man.
Well, go fill your electrolyte packets.
I mean?
He is a specimen that the NBA has never seen before.
He's an alien trainer.
Yeah, he's trying to work with something that he never has. So this obviously probably educated him to, up the not just straight up water, but they're going to be giving him IVs now, like every other game.
Just
probably.
Hook him up, man, yeah. every day. This is a bummer for the league because he is so much fun to watch. And I do think that they would have probably caught somebody and made the play-in situation. Like, I don't know where Dallas is going to go, sans Anthony Davis, in the next couple of weeks. I know they're getting other guys back in the lineup, to your point on Sacramento. They're three games ahead right now of San Antonio, but there's a lot of basketball left.
Yeah.
I do think Golden State will continue to get better with the addition of Jimmy Butler, but they had a legitimate chance of making the play-in, and I think it would have been really good for the league for Wemby to be in that spot of like, hey, let's showcase this unicorn, whether it's for one game or two or whatever, how long they last in the play-in.
Mm.
Would have been really cool to see him in that spot. And now, whether San Antonio makes it or not, he will not be a part of that. And you just hope it doesn't affect him long-term because these kind of things can be scary. But to your point, it doesn't seem like it's at that level.
I watched a little bit of that Suns game last night because at the end it was kind of tight. And there's something about the Suns, man. When they're in a close game, KD and Booker just suddenly can't make a shot.
Yeah.
I've kind of done a little bit of a turn on KD. I still got my own criticisms of all of it, but that's another like older player that, yeah, he can't carry a team like he used to, and he's not quite the player he once was. That dude's going to play till he's 44.
Keep hooping. He can see him.
I think he's
knock
gonna,
down elbow yeah. jumpers yep. for another 5 years.
He loves ball.
He does.
Did you see that clip that came out from Netflix, the Olympic show?
I've seen a few highlights of it. He was crying, I think, in one of the clips that I saw.
He was.
About what it meant to him.
He was crying because of how much he loves ball.
It's the only real title he's ever won.
Almost fought.
That's my guy!
He almost what?
He almost fought Chris Paul.
He did last night?
Yeah.
Look at that.
I don't know what Paul was saying. Paul barks a lot.
Chris Paul's one of the dirtiest players in the history of the league, so that probably had something to do with it.
But a play not even involving Chris Paul, the ball gets knocked, and Durant just turns around, screams, and gets right in his face.
That's not very Kevin Durant-like.
Good. No, I want that to happen more. Chris Paul needs that to happen more to him.
He absolutely does. Who almost whooped his ass the other... Somebody else went at him recently. He had something dirty. Was it Giannis maybe that went at it with Chris Paul?
Oh, it was Giannis.
And then they
Giannis
wanted to fight
fouled.
In the tunnel after the game or something.
Paul is a feisty dude. It's to be 6 feet in the NBA. You got to have a little
you got to cut some corners, if you will, in terms of ethics. So Wemby done for the rest of the year. That was your big NBA headline as the association tipped off their second half yesterday. Brooke Olsendam coming up top of the hour. Does she still like us? We'll find out in about 16 minutes.
Can we make her unlikable?
We'll see. That's a great time to play that game after I screwed up the time of it for the show. So we'll see if we can just make her even more happy when we bring her on. And we'll play that fun game at 8 o'clock. But coming up next, what is this sport doing? And is there any way this benefits them? them. That's next on The Fan.
It's crunch time.
Let's go!
Where Dirt and Spray crunch the hot topics you want to hear.
What's the pressure? Don't sit here and act like there's no... We get nervous teeing off in front of a gallery on the 10th hole at Eastmoreland.
Crunch time, brought to you by Crunch Fitness, with memberships as low as $9.99 per month. Find your crunch time in Portland, Vancouver, and online at crunch.com.
Hey, crunch time, brought to you by Crunch Fitness. Memberships as low as $9.99 a month. Find your crunch time in Portland, Vancouver, online at crunch.com. We will get to Brooke Olsendam coming up top of the hour for the Daily Ticker. I saw this news yesterday and I just thought, I don't know how this is going to work out for you, man. Good luck. And that news was, there's not many broadcast things that I get nostalgic for. You know, if I hear an old Pat Summerall, John Madden call, that'll do it. A Keith Jackson. Whoa, Nelly! There's a handful of them.
I just pulled one. Schultz's pulling it for our Brooke interview for a song, but I heard an intro from 1995 that I remember watching live. God, the nostalgia hit me hard. It was Frank Gifford's Monday Night Football introduction.
Oh, man. There, one of them that will always do it for me is John Miller.
Ah, Joe Morgan.
And Joe Morgan calling Sunday Night Baseball on ESPN. For what, I mean, just the, it was the heyday of my youth and childhood and growing up, and John Miller is such a legendary voice. And
they complimented each other perfectly, man, with their tone and their flow.
And Sunday Night Baseball felt big. They were on the call. It felt big. It's always a big game. It's the end of the weekend. Like, it just...
It's your last night thing
yes,
to watch.
Yes, school's back tomorrow. Yeah. There was always that thing. And RIP Sunday Night Baseball, because...
Cut down in our prime.
It was announced yesterday that Major League Baseball and ESPN have parted ways. They're ending their TV deal following the upcoming season.
Yeah.
And Major League Baseball will be looking for a new home. The deal was supposed to run until 2028, but there was an opt-out part of it. Rob Manfred came out with a statement basically saying, we don't think we're getting enough coverage on their network. Mm. They're not talking about us enough on their talking head shows, so we're going to go find a new home. ESPN says, we believe in fiscal responsibility, but we pay Stephen A. Smith $40 million a year. How does this benefit baseball in any way, shape, or form, and where do they go from here?
Well, they have one more year. This will be the last year on ESPN.
This year on ESPN, yes.
They have an $85 million deal for Apple, and they have a $10 million deal for Roku.
Yes. What did the NBA's TV platform just sign for?
It was 11 years, $76 billion.
Okay.
If you go and look at some of the comments from Manfred, because he sent out a statement... By the way, none of this was surprising. This has been reported in the sports business world for almost over a calendar year.
It's been rumbling for a long time.
ESPN's probably going to opt out. And then, of course, knowing that, baseball is going to do like, well, we don't want you either. Yeah. Like, it makes it look like a mutual thing. This was a little more ESPN than it was baseball. But baseball, knowing that this was coming, has been able to get ahead of this, create statements. And if you listen to Rob Manfred... I don't know what network it is. He sounds like it's going to be a little Pac-12-ish. It might be like four networks, including, by the way, ESPN.
Yeah, they could buy a slice of it.
They could buy a slice of this pie. They could rework and figure out a deal that makes sense for both sides. I don't know where to ultimately land, but based on his statements, it sounds like it's going to be all over the place. A little Sunday Night Baseball on ESPN. A little Thursday Night Baseball on Amazon. Maybe Apple ups their...
Fox is still a partner for them, too.
Fox is getting the weekend. They
have the World Series, and they do their big Fox Saturday baseball game.
Right, so it sounds like it's going to be more all over the place. It's just interesting. I think the deal was $550 million per year.
Yeah.
Are they going to beat that? Because for all the garbage we talk about the NBA and how awful it is, they got $7 billion a year.
They did.
I don't know where baseball... I don't know. I am honestly saying I don't know what that number would be. But ESPN was going to... People have known they were going to do this for over a year.
Yeah, I think the tough part with this is that baseball has always thrived on a local market standpoint from their TV deals in market. Those have always been beneficial because there's 162 games of inventory. It goes on from April all the way until the end of September.
Right.
It gives you something to show for the entire year. And they usually, if your team is relatively good, you're going to rate well and people are going to watch on television. I'm not making the argument that baseball and hockey are the same because they are not. Baseball is a much bigger deal in this country than hockey is. Mm-hmm. But I feel like hockey learned the hard way of you're not quite in that top two, right? You're not in that top echelon of sport in this country. They left ESPN, and you're right that ESPN was the primary reason that this divorce happened. But one of the reasons that the NHL thought about leaving was they didn't feel like they were getting enough coverage. We don't feel like we're getting enough love on your day-to-day programming, which you're never going to. You're the NHL. They're not going to talk about you the way they talk about the Dallas Cowboys or the Los Angeles Lakers. It's just not going to happen. And I think they went to Versus and they went to USA and they went to all these random networks and they learned the hard way of like, oh, that wasn't beneficial. And they came eventually crawling back to ESPN, where all of the games are on ESPN Plus. They have their, you know, Saturday doubleheaders on ABC when the NBA is not playing, and it's been really good to highlight and profile the league to put them back on a big platform. Now, Major League Baseball is still going to have their Fox partnership, and that's their biggest one because that's who has the rights to the World Series for however long it goes on for. Mm-hmm. I think it's we a lot of people like to joke about ESPN and the political stances they've taken over the last 10 years. ESPN is far and away the most dominant factor in sports broadcasting, and it's not even close. When you look at the ratings between channels like FS1 and ESPN for their daily lineups and programmings, they blow them out of the water Monday through Friday, and it's not even competitive.
I think SVP came in, not to interrupt you.
He's
there.
One of the highest rated late night shows in television.
Yeah, it came out recently. He's getting like 1.0. It's either 1.6 or 2 million per night.
And he's awesome. He deserves it. I love watching SVP.
I just watched it the other night, and I'm like, I need to watch this a little more. Yeah. It's fun. It's loose. He's not taking himself seriously. He's giving me my sports. And also talking about how he just developed, how he just learned how to use an Uber Eats app.
Yes, or he's doing a bad beat segment you're laughing about because you're like, man, I've been there before. I know how that feels when you have a bad beat.
I was on that beat.
I think not being a part of ESPN is a big mistake, and I hope that they carve out a little package for him. And I know, again, it wasn't all their call. But it's an interesting future, man, for baseball. To your point, I don't know what it's worth. We can make fun of the NBA all we want. The proof is in the pudding when it comes to the financials, and they got the television deal, and we'll see if baseball can.
Well, and to that point, too, it's funny you bring up Scott Van Pelt. It seems like with the Stephen A. Smith investment, with the Pat McAfee investment, ESPN has obviously shifted to investing in personalities. Is that the right way to go? I'm not sure, but they believe the content creation world is something that they need to dip into, and that's why they're paying these guys so much. But it is worth noting, ESPN, I think they pared it down to like less than 40 games last season. It's going to be only 30 games that they're airing this season, plus like the wild card. They used to have games during the week, like a Wednesday night baseball in the summertime. Like, they aired a lot starting in 1990, but I think they were paying $550 million for these rights. ESPN's correct here. That is way far and above the market rate for baseball games. And if they want to pare down and try to renegotiate a package based on 30 games on ESPN, that's still possible here. I don't see this going away completely. But yeah, ESPN's just saying, no, it's too much money. And frankly, they're correct.
I think you're right ultimately on the stance of the network matters. I just would say on the other side, eliminating baseball tonight, I just didn't understand that.
Yeah.
That was a great... Even if you didn't watch it every day, it was such a beacon of like information and following and keeping up. And they were like, nah, we're not doing it.
Well, MLB Network kind of killed it, unfortunately. And they didn't have enough reason. You know, like, they keep NFL Live going. They keep their primetime wrap up with Berman going and Booger. They feel like they get enough viewers compared to the NFL Network. But MLB Network just killed any viewership. You're fighting for eyes with baseball. And it's a lot harder to get those
MLB
eyes with
Network
football
had more eyeballs nightly than baseball tonight. ESPN's in more households than the network.
Was baseball tonight every night, though, or was it once or twice? Because I don't remember it being like Monday through Friday.
I can't remember.
Because they got live play-by-play. There's college
like
hoops.
Every night.
I mean, there's always something
in the summertime,
at least. Could be. And somebody texting in, baseball so regional. Fans just don't care about national game of the week anymore. And I think there's a lot of validity to that, too, on why. To Schulte's point, why they're paying all this money and they're paring down their inventory, because we're all watching our team.
Yeah.
You're watching your team on their local feed and you're watching that game and you're like, oh, all right, maybe once in a while you find a national game, but doesn't happen very often, man. Crunch Time brought to you by Crunch Fitness. Memberships as low as $9.99 a month. Find your Crunch Time in Portland, Vancouver online at crunch.com. We got more teams in college football doing this. Do we like the trend? That's coming up in the final hour. Let's start, though, with Brooke Olsendam, the queen of Rip City. She now hates us because we told her the wrong time, but we'll see if she's still in a good mood. Coming up, kicking out the final hour next on The Fan.